Welcome back to the Off Label Podcast. It's your boy Marco.
Hey, and it's Mona Fee.
What's going on? How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Ready to do this shit.
We're a few days late, y'all, but better.
Of course.
Listen.
Because of Mona.
I have a life, and I'm sorry.
Oh, you trying to say I don't?
No, I'm not,
okay.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying.
Okay, I'm just talking shit.
Okay, don't make me.
You already
me
know
feel
this.
Bad.
This liquor already, you know,
it's already kicking.
It's
in.
Already touching me a little bit.
Your birthday tomorrow, so it this is kind of like a pregame.
A pregame turn up situation. So
you know what? Everybody got to listen to this podcast just because it's your birthday. That can be
just their, because it's my motherfucking birthday.
That can be their gift to you.
Everybody better listen to this podcast and enjoy it.
Right.
Enjoy the shit.
Jet life, just enjoy the shit.
So let's get right into the whole situation because there was a lot going on this week, okay?
It has. You know, the whole year 2019 been crazy, but this week alone, it's been a lot of shit going on. So let's get right into it. Malik Yoba, a famous black actor, he plays in like majority of
the black, the he plays in the majority
good
of
movies.
The black good movies, but.
And he always have a good part.
But like, he always dies. You know what I'm saying? His character is always gone. They always have a part where they're cutting this nigga like out the movie.
But you know what? He keep a check, okay?
Okay.
He
true.
Stay, he
true.
Stay working.
But he stay dying. You know what I'm saying?
But, yeah.
And he was definitely in Why Did I Get Married?
Yeah, he was Janet Jackson's husband.
And he died in a car crash. And then he was on Empire. He died in that one too, and I'm pretty sure he died in everything else he played in. But anyway, so there was a lot going on with him as far as him talking about, you know, him and his attraction to the transsexual women.
Okay, so let's see what he said when he kind of addressed it indirectly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing, we're human beings, and we're all part of the God body. And so, unfortunately, part of our mechanism is that we need to judge and categorize and ostracize and vilify and demonize.
So, where this is all coming from is, so where all this started was he felt some type of way about Maurice Willoughby. Is that his name?
I don't know how to say his last name, so I'm not Willoughby. Even going to attempt.
I think it's Willoughby, yeah. Maurice Willoughby, you know, he was a dude that was dating a transsexual, and
a video went viral of
that
him
getting picked on.
Yeah, he was at the store with his girlfriend, who is a transsexual woman, and all the dudes from the hood, they like recording him,
picking on him,
talking shit like, "Oh, you like trannies and whoop after them," and he like, and so like,
right.
I really admired the way he was setting up for himself.
Right.
Like, he wasn't backing down. He wasn't denying.
Nigga, that's just how we do. Okay.
Yeah, he like, and like, what? So what? Like, why y'all care or whatever? But anyway, so he ended up dying of an overdose or apparent suicide. But whoever posted the video said that the reason he committed suicide or died was because he couldn't take the pressure of being bullied about his sexuality. So that prompted Malik Yoba to come out as a straight man who is attracted to transsexual women.
Right. So, I mean, what do you feel about that, though?
It is what it is.
Right.
Like, you know, I always ask you questions about stuff like this. So, Malik has been being attacked about it. People are like, oh, you're gay and whoop the bam.
And he's saying he's not.
And he's saying he's not.
Well, what he's saying is, like, at the end of the day, he is a man that is attracted to women.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he feels the essence of a woman when he's with, you know, a transsexual. So,
he like feminine energy.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
From women.
Right.
So
in that case, you know, he does not, you know, identify as a gay man. And he wants mainly the black community to really be like, yo, Adonai, it's okay. Let's embrace the transsexuals. Let's embrace them. Like, period.
And you know? If you like what you like, people should just come out.
Be yourself. Right.
Stand up for who you love and what you love.
Right. And don't give a fuck about what the next bitch got to say about you. Because, you know, what you eat don't make them, you know what I'm saying?
It don't.
Right.
And it shouldn't. But you said you felt like he came out because he was trying to get ahead.
Right.
Of this
so
whole
there, so
story.
Definitely there was some. So a young lady came out and said that, you know, she is definitely a transsexual. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he had paid her for, like, for sex when she was 13, around 13 and 16. So, with that type of situation and that type of vibe, I felt like, you know, he was trying to get ahead of the story. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. spill your own shit before a bitch could tell your own story. You know what I'm saying?
You always got to spill your own shit. Right. Don't let nobody else read you with your own shit. Right.
So, he's out here trying to let people know, hey, I fuck with y'all transsexuals. Uh-huh. And then, boom, some.
So that way, if somebody try to come out with a big story and try to get paid off of it, it's like, oh, that's no story. He already admitted to what he got going on.
But then again, this is a whole situation, though.
I don't know about that. Because it's sex work. So I don't know if people who actually go and solicit prostitutes are asking for IDs.
Right.
You know, I think they might think you are of age if you out in the streets.
If you out there backpilling and pussy popping on dick.
You know, so right, you know, right. we not going to put that on him. But I would say that I do think that he knew the story about him liking trans women was coming out because his ex-wife was saying that she was upset with him and his children were upset with him because she asked him a few times before the story came out, like, is this what you into? And he was like, nah.
But I think that's kind of crazy. Like,
he denied it.
Right, but where would that be coming from, though?
I mean, because when you've been with somebody, you know what they got going on. Right, right. Whether they want to admit it or not, if you've lived with somebody, you study them. If you're smart, you should study them and you should know.
Right, right.
You should know. You should pay attention, right?
I agree. Okay.
So with that being said, she's like, you know, we've been asking you and you denied it, but next thing you know, you go public with it without telling the family first.
Right.
So that's where they was hurt at. So with that being said,
And she has all the rights to feel that way. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? Yeah. Because I don't like when people I'm close to, when I find out stuff about them online first.
Right.
That's something that, like,
that is fucked up.
It bothers my soul.
Especially like this.
How you going to tell strangers
the first?
First before we talk about it. Like, that's crazy. So, with that being said, so since he coming out saying he not gay because he like trans women, and I get it. Right?
You know, Mona Fee gets it.
I understand it.
So you and I have been having a discussion about, you know, can a man have sex with another man and still be considered straight?
Okay, so what made me ask you this question? I just want to get in the background.
Okay, go ahead.
Dang. Shit.
I'm just saying, though.
I feel like you're trying to read
me. I'm not trying to read you. I just want to really have a conversation about this shit because what you said to me just didn't make any sense.
Oh.
So
no, this shit don't make sense to me. Okay, right? So women are allowed to experience with other women and people don't bat an eye. They be like, oh, she just like to have fun, she's not gay, right? Because if she don't want to actually be in relationships with women or be with another woman outside of having sex with them,
right,
then to me, okay, everybody agreed that she's not gay. So my logic was, why can't it be the same for men? So,
well, the thing about it is, no, like, men fantasizes about two women having sex. Women don't have fantasizes about two men having sex.
But some women do.
The majority don't, okay? So, my thing is, like, at the end of the day, nigga, if you in any way, shape, or form...
I don't agree with that.
Why? I don't get it.
Because why are women allowed to experiment and men not? They can experiment and then go back and live their happily married life.
Girl, that woman, that whoever you're, whatever, they're gay. Well, not gay. They're probably bisexual. Regardless of what you say, I don't care. If a woman have sex with a woman, you are considered
bisexual. But majority of society don't think that. They just be like, oh, she's having fun and... She's Look, married with kids. If she a don't nigga, want to be with a woman.
If a nigga ever goes and, like, want to, you know, fuck another dude or, you know what I'm saying?
But niggas, what if they got to do this to find out if this is what they really like, right? Because some people learn by experience. Oh, Lord, so what Jesus. If they, like, I don't know if I'm actually...
No, they're gay. Okay, the
that's
minute.
Closed-minded.
No, it's not that closed-minded. That is not. Okay, would you be okay with your nigga being, like... If he want to fuck another nigga, like, would you be okay with that shit?
I don't prefer it, but I will understand.
Yo, this is crazy.
What? I don't prefer it, but...
So, know, would you be okay with it? You don't prefer it, but I would you be okay? Would you be okay with it? Listen, would you be okay with your man wanting to have sex with another man?
He said he wanted to experiment just to try and see.
Damn.
What?
Niggas.
I don't prefer it.
It don't matter if you don't prefer it. Niggas. Hey.
What? Why? I don't understand you. Why can't they try it if they want to try it and then decide this is not
okay?
Like,
I remember
never do it again.
You were saying something about feelings, like okay, it's
oh
a,
yeah,
right. So right. Make that make sense.
Okay, so then I was thinking, right? So you know how a lot of women experiment with other women, right?
Right.
Then they go home and be with their men because they could never imagine being with a woman. Like right. They can't catch feelings for a woman. For women,
but they can have sex with a woman,
right? So that's what I'm saying. So like, even
but
with
that's
dudes,
still that's still bisexuality though. That's still like a, you know what I'm saying? Like you're talking about a feeling. We're talking about sex. These niggas are out here having sex. The bitch was over there bumping coochie, and the nigga over there was doing whatever he was doing with another nigga. That's sex. So at the end of the day, it's not based off your feel. You're having sex. So to me, you're gay, bi, or whatever the fuck it is.
I guess.
Really?
Yeah, I was just
no, but
if you
honestly,
if a dude,
honestly no, though, I'm still stuck on the part that was, you okay with a
what?
Like.
I didn't say I was okay.
You.
I'm not
you,
not okay with it. Let's just say that I'm not okay.
I
with
mean,
it.
this is just some.
You
some,
just gotta. People are different. Whatever.
No, I'm just saying like because I've known you for a long time and I didn't know this. Like this is just very new to me.
You saying it like that's what I want. That's not what I want.
I'm not saying that's what you want. I'm saying that you are okay with it. That's what I'm saying. You're okay with your nigga wanting to fuck another nigga.
No, I'm not okay with my man wanting to fuck another woman or another
right,
man.
Right, but...
Period.
Okay, well, what... Okay, 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 look. What if he done, you know, dibble and dabbed for, like, you know, a couple of years and he, you know, he was fucking dudes and then all of a sudden, like, he wanted to... You know, be with a woman. Are you okay with that?
Depends on the connection. I don't want
I mean,
it, but hey, you know,
I love the growth.
Yes,
that is definitely growth.
Because I did used to be close, right? About stuff
I
like
mean,
that, but the more I learn, you know.
Damn.
People.
So this is that's interesting. Like I feel very privileged to
understand. No, have, but yeah, back to what I was saying. I don't understand if a person can't catch feelings for the same sex. How can they? I see what you're saying. Like, if they have sex with each other, then they could be gay or bisexual. But I'm just still trying to wrap my mind around it.
Around what?
About, like, how can you be labeled as gay or bisexual if you can't catch feelings for them or see yourself
because you're
with
fucking
that?
The other person.
That's you fucking.
Yeah, that's it. Bisexual, like.
Okay, emphasis on the sexual.
Right, at the end of the day, it's all about like...
But I don't think when people are like categorizing themselves as that, I don't think that's what they mean. I don't.
Okay,
I think
true,
they be meaning
true.
Like, I would actually be with a woman or I would be with a man when people walk
okay,
around
but what about the niggas that just don't want to be with nobody but they just want to fuck? They're still...
They don't want to be with a man or a woman? Or
They're just freelance. Like, they want to fuck women and they want... That's bisexual.
Okay.
Right.
I guess y'all.
I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? So.
So on to the whole sexuality thing. You know, Lil Nas had a sit down with Kevin Hart and them.
Right.
On what's that man's show?
It was HBO.
On HBO. Mm-hmm. So LeBron James has a show on there called The Shop.
Right.
And Lil Nas was basically in a barbershop with Kevin Hart and some other prominent people in the industry. First of all, I had a whole problem with the discussion in itself because he's in his early 20s, right? And then he's sitting around all
these
straight,
grown-ass men, right?
Talking about his sexuality. Mm-hmm. And that in itself, to me, with the power difference, the age difference,
right.
I just didn't like it. You know what I'm
right,
saying?
Right.
Like, with me being my age, I would never want to sit around a 19-year-old girl talking about what she got going on behind closed doors or in a bed. Like, it's just not appropriate.
But I don't think it was so much as far as what's going on in the bed. I just feel
I know they were just trying to have the whole sexuality talk, though.
Right.
So, with that being said, people were very upset about how it came across. Because, again, it's like all these grown men, they were super aggressive with the way they were speaking about it. Like, oh, so why did you feel the need to come out and woo, woo, woo? And
but I don't think it was aggressive, though. I think it was just more of an inquiry. Like, they were curious to know, like, what made you feel.
But I feel like they was playing because you know what the fuck is going on. You know. Like, why is you playing with me? You know why I didn't want to come out at first.
Right. Okay, so we definitely have a little clip. So play for them and see what's going on.
Success, you felt it was important to make an announcement recently.
He said he was gay. So what?
Yeah, what's the point? Why did he feel that was necessary? So who cares? That's actually my question. Why do you feel it was necessary to come out and say that?
It's not that, like, it's, like, being forced. It's just, like, knowing, like, growing up, like, I'm growing up to hate this shit. I'm not supposed to
ever like this. Hate what?
Homosexuality. Gay people. Come on now.
Why are you gonna
If you're really from the hood, you know. You know, like it's not some. So it's like, if for me, the cool dude with the song on top of everything to say this any other time, like, I'm doing this for attention in my eyes. But if you're doing this, like, while you're at the top, you know it's, like, for real. And it's, like, showing, like, it doesn't really, like, matter, I guess.
Exactly.
There it is.
Right.
Yeah, so people was attacking Kevin Hart about it. They, like, they were just like, he had so much aggression in his voice towards the little boy. And why is you asking him why he coming out? Like, the dude had to dumb it down and say, oh, you know, if you was from the hood, you not supposed to like men. You know what I'm saying? You're not cool if you do this. So that's why.
I mean, at the end of the day, he felt like he's in a position where he can, like, literally make a difference. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's 20 years old. There's a lot of 20-year-old dudes who are literally from the hood. There's a lot of dudes who are in a situation where they don't feel comfortable with actually, like, coming out. And so he's just letting them know, like, hey, it don't matter. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, the shit just don't matter. Like, hell, straight people don't got to come out and say they straight. Right?
No.
Exactly. So, but, I mean, like I said, at the end of the day,
so you don't think Kevin Hart and these other men were being aggressive towards him? Because they was definitely, people was lighting him up. And I think it's because of the simple fact that, you know,
he knows what's up.
Not only that, remember he stepped down from being a host of the Oscars because some tweets had came out about him from years ago when he just used to be like, faggot this, faggot that. If my son was gay, I'd do this, I'd do that.
What he said was he would drop a playhouse on his son's head if he was gay.
Right.
And then, so the Oscars was like, okay, you're going to have to apologize. But then he apologized.
He was just saying, I'm not about to keep apologizing for the same thing. But with that being said, you know the internet don't forget shit.
Right.
So they trying to put that together along with him having this conversation with Lil Nas. And they like, you hate gay people. Look at the aggression in your voice.
But I don't think he hate gay people. You know what I'm saying?
I don't either.
Right. But my thing is, I just feel like with the whole Lil Nas X thing, you know, for him to say, like, you know, like, who cares? Nigga, you know why.
That's why I didn't like.
You know why.
At this point, you trying to shut him up or you just want to get past this topic. Because y'all not really letting him elaborate.
Right.
And then y'all asking him dumbass questions like y'all don't know what the fuck going on. Well, but I did appreciate Lil Nas coming out, like he said, at the top of his career.
That is.
So it
doesn't
seem like
he's
doing a publicity stunt to make himself known. So that was cool. All
right.
So how did you come out? What is funny about that?
How did I come out? The reason why it's funny is because my cousins decided to snoop.
What you mean?
So I was.
If I have a gay kid, all I'm saying is I don't think they would have to come out to me because I would know.
You think you'll know?
Yes.
So the whole situation with me is like I was visiting my mom down in Miami. And then my cousins took it upon themselves to gather up all my older cousins. They gathered up together and they were, you know, trying to figure out my password to my MySpace.
And your cousins were?
Right. And so they were all up through, you know, they end up finding out the login, and they was all up through my messages.
How easy was your login?
I mean, it was pretty easy. It was.
Password 123.
It was pretty easy that they actually got in and they were reading my messages. And I was talking to this one guy on there.
How old were you?
I was 16, I believe. I think I was 16. This was back in 2006. Yeah, it was back in 2006. Okay. 2007, 2006, or whatever. So anyway, so them niggas went through my MySpace and saw that I was having a conversation with this dude and whatever. So they had a little meeting. My older cousins got together, and they were trying to say like, well, who's gonna be the one to talk to him about it and whatever. Prior to that, like years before that, there was a conversation that we all had, like, you know, we're all gathered together, we're all having a conversation, and one thing that they told me was like, yo, nigga, if you gay, we about to beat your ass. Like,
for real?
Yes. Like, we gonna beat your ass. Yes. So I'm like, no, I'm not gay. I'm not gay.
They like intimidating like that.
I'm not gay. Like, yeah, this was like way back in the day. And I think what prompted
they just
that,
randomly like y'all no. sitting there and they like, if I think you gay, it, I'm gonna it beat was your prompted ass.
Because they like I think they have found my diary. Like they have found like a journal of mine that I was writing and shit and whatever. And so they pretty much, you know, hey, my uncle was like, yo, nigga, if you ever gay, I'm beating your ass. Like,
that's so
straight
bad.
Up. So then, anyways, ironically, the one who actually told me that was the one who came, which was my older cousin, who actually came and had a conversation with me. And he was like, yo, like, are you gay? And I'm like, no, like, why you asking me?
Why he was so pressed?
And then I...
why he wanted to know so bad?
No, I think he just wanted to know. You know what I'm saying? They just wanted to get to a point with me so that they could protect me and, like, you know, love on me, because they didn't want me to feel like I'm alone or, you know... And you know how sometimes in these situations where, you know, kids, you know, end up, you know, killing themselves or whatever. So they really wanted to make sure that I knew I was loved and I was cared for.
Even
so
after telling you they was going to beat your ass.
Again, that was years before. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Okay. We were all growing up still and whatever. So anyway, so he came and he was just like, yo, like, are you gay? And I'm like, nah. And then after that, he was just like, no, for real. Like, it's okay. If you are, like, it's fine. I was like, bro, like, why are you even asking me? And then after
you
that.
You asking that?
Yeah, I was like, why are you asking me? He was like, no, like, for real. Like, you could tell me. And then he end up, and I was like, okay, if you ask me the right question, then, you know what I'm saying? But again, at that time, I was still going through my own shit, so I didn't even feel comfortable enough to even tell him I was gay. I told him, like, yeah, I'm bi. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, most gay people
that
out.
Is the majority, like, the majority of they start off with the whole bi shit, but I knew deep down I was gay as fuck. You know what I'm saying? So pretty much after that, you know, he went, you know, they end up telling the rest of my cousins or whatever, and then that was just pretty much how I came out to the, like, my cousins.
Okay, so yeah. Who told your mom?
My mom, it was when, okay, well, she always kind of knew. So back in the day, I actually had a conversation with my mom just to test the water. So there was one time, I remember what I was leaving high school, I got off of school and I was walking towards the Hess gas station, and I was on the phone with my mom, and I was like, hey, you know, what would you do if one of your sons, you know, turned out to be gay? And she was like, oh, hell no. she was like, no, I would never talk to them again and woo woo and all this other bullshit. So at that moment, I already knew that was it. I would never ever open up to my mom and say anything about this. But again, there was always some scuttlebutt where my aunt would call her and give her some shit and whatever. Like, oh, Marco's this and that, whatever. So then she'll end up calling my phone and it's like, oh, you know, your aunt's saying this about you. Like, you were, you know, texting this dude. Like, what's going on and whatever. And then I told her, nah, it's not true and whatever. So that was just that. The way my mom actually, like, it was concrete, found out was when I was going through my whole situation with the scammer. Mm-hmm. You remember the scammer? Mm-hmm. You know who the scammer is, right?
The scammer? Oh, yeah.
So, with that whole situation, I was going through a lot, and my mom, and it was very hard for me to even open up my mouth to even tell my mom, like, okay, mom, like, this is what's going on or whatever. So I told my cousin, I was like, yo, man, please just tell her what's going on and whatever. So he ended up telling my mom, like, yo, so Marco's dealing with this guy, and he's going through something.
Wait,
whatever.
That was recently? That's when you came out to her?
Yeah.
But she was so supportive during that time.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Like,
I'm like, wait, hold on, nigga. You was a whole adult back then, right. Like, in your 20s. Because I was
20, 24, 25. Yeah. So that was the confirmation. Again, like, there was so much shit that happened before that transpired that we're not going to discuss on the pod.
One day we will. Oh, we spilling all the tea one day.
Okay.
So this shit start making
Okay. But we ain't going to get into all that. But there was a lot of shit that happened prior to this whole situation that gave her the idea, like, okay, my son could be gay. You know what I'm saying? So, that was just pretty much it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm hoping that one day we can be in a world where people don't feel the need to come out and say it.
Right. I mean, I think like now, we're getting to a place that...
Just like one day I come home with a boyfriend, that one of the kids just come home with a girlfriend or whatever they got going on, and the parents just like, oh, hey, what's up?
Right. Well, all I'm saying is be yourself. You know what I'm saying? You don't feel like you need to come out. Hey, just be yourself. Love who you are. You know, I definitely know it's hard out here, especially for us black dudes. You know what I'm saying? Especially for us. It is very hard. It, you know, growing up, you know, in Miami and growing up in Orlando, both places, it was just definitely a difficult thing that it definitely got me to a point where I did become defensive. But then at the end of the day, look at me now. You know what I'm saying? So...
He still ain't trying to go to Sunday Funday with all the gay guys. We'll talk about that.
Whatever. You trying to call me out or something?
Yeah, because I just feel like you need to be around more gay people.
I feel you. I feel you. In due time, okay? Trust me.
So, for Sunday Funday to celebrate your birthday weekend, I feel like we should go.
Okay. All right. You know what? We can do that. I'm cool with that.
Yeah, if I don't post a picture on Instagram this weekend.
Y'all already know. Y'all already know. Anyways.
That made Marcus on that bullshit.
Anyway, so did you fucking see?
What
the fuck was going on with 50 Cent?
I mean, he always got something going on. He's
that nigga,
like,
always got something going on. So, anyway. So.
You're not tired of the antics? This man is like almost 50.
Right. No, 50.
He's almost 50. Yeah, like.
Right. Okay, well, so here's my thing. So this dude, 50 Cent, posted on his, was posting continuously on his Instagram about Chris Brown being better than Michael Jackson. And I'm just like, for the life of me, I don't understand, why don't y'all let this nigga be? You know what I'm saying? Like, let this nigga be. Like, why the fuck are we even mentioning this man's name on some negative? I mean, I don't think it was so far as negative, like, you're over here comparing, like, but cut the bullshit out.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know, Michael Jackson's name shouldn't even be compared to people at this point.
Right.
Like, he's dead, he died a legend, musically,
And honestly, he is the blueprint.
He absolutely
for
is.
For every single, like,
so,
right.
What's your point? You know what I'm saying? What is your point? And with that being said, Chris Brown had came out. And
oh,
was
he said
like,
something?
Yeah, he was like, I think he put up a video or a picture of Michael Jackson and basically was like, this is the king of pop.
As respect. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I fuck with that shit.
Don't even put my name in there right now.
But honestly, so what ended up happening was Paris Jackson. So this is when the shit gets a little crazy. But before we even get to that, I just want to say Chris Brown is that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Right now, he's doing his shit. He is a phenomenal performer.
He's really good.
A performer. Right. He's good as shit. Love his last album, Indigo. That shit was lit. You know what I'm saying? Now he's on tour. That shit is fucking lit. I'm just seeing all these little videos. And I do want to go because
We had a great time
at his concert. So... Uh-huh. I wouldn't mind going to his concert.
But I'm not doing it no more. I already went to two of his concerts.
I'm just saying, like, that nigga shit be lit. So
it definitely does.
Kudos to fucking nigga, to Chris Brown for doing his shit and whatever. And I don't want to ever take talent away from Chris Brown because that nigga is doing his shit.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have to keep comparing him to fucking
Michael Jackson. You know what I'm saying? He can just say he's great. The king R&B of our time or whatever you want
to
call
him. We don't need to compare niggas. You know what I'm saying? We don't need to do that. But anyway, so Paris Jackson,
she came through.
Right. She came through, and she came through in defense of her daddy. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So
what did she say? What did she say about that? So with that being said, she was very classy based with it. She didn't want to be too nasty or ugly.
Right.
Just more so just like 50 Cent, be still, be calm.
Right.
Like, what did she say? What's the exact quote? So
she was pretty much saying like Super Bowl 1933, true legends don't need to exert outrageous amounts of energy just to grasp your attention. Stillness, my friend, stillness. More power is stillness than you can probably understand. And I say this with zero shade to Chris Brown. I love him dearly. This is just for 50. You know what I'm saying? So letting, you know, everybody know, like, at the end of the day, legends don't need to continue to speak. You know what I'm saying?
But Michael Jackson didn't even have to speak when he was alive.
Right. Because he just did his shit.
People will faint.
So the worst part about it was when 50 Cent decided that he was going to respond to Paris Jackson. And this shit, to me, was a little disrespectful.
Not a little, a lot.
Right. So he said, "Why am I the bad guy? I understand how you feel, Paris, but does anyone care about how the little boy's butt feels?" Now, to me, that was some disrespectful ass shit, like, beyond disrespect. Because you have to understand, like, how this shit would affect other people.
He gets so down and dirty. And what saddens me the most is that, you know, she used to be on Suicide Watch, Paris Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like little shit like that can easily
trigger some
back into those dark days.
I mean, my thing is
the fact that this man don't care.
Think about his mom. Think about Janet. Think about like the rest of his family. Like, why do you feel it necessary to bring some shit back up that happened like years ago?
But not only that, it was like he was never
convicted of any of that shit. You know what I'm saying? And so my thing, like, at this point, Michael Jackson's up in Neverland over here reading the gossip, because I feel like these niggas won't let this nigga transition. Like, let this nigga be.
Michael Jackson goes to somewhere.
You know, no, he's in Neverland with his monkeys and all his other toys. You know what I'm saying? And he's over here watching all, like, he knows Shade Room now.
He's not resting in peace.
He's not resting in peace. You have Oprah out here bringing up, you know, all these, you know, bringing up these white dudes about, like, oh, Michael Jackson.
HBO.
You know what I'm saying?
They took that shit down because they getting sued for it.
Oh, for real?
Because come to find out, it was like some like some of the stories they were telling was complete lies. Like, at one point they said they were somewhere with him, but that place hadn't even been built yet.
My thing is, why are you coming back? Michael Jackson is dead and gone. This man is literally trying to transition.
They say, like, Michael was worth more dead than alive.
Right,
his name
generates
money.
But what I'm saying is, what is your purpose, though? You know what I'm saying?
Attention, fame, money.
My thing is, if because, like I said, Michael Jackson was never convicted, so we don't know if all that bullshit was true or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But my thing is just like, at the end of the motherfucking day, niggas, why the fuck are you bringing this shit up in 2019? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I would like to forget about Michael Jackson. No offense. Yeah, I had a few of his songs that I love, but other than that, I really don't have to see another documentary.
Right.
I don't want to see nobody else compared to him. Like,
I mean, at this point, these dudes out here coming back out for some bullshit. It's like, okay, dude, get your peace. You know what I'm saying? Heal personally with your family. You know what I'm saying? Like, why the fuck you keep talking about some shit that probably never really happened?
Not only that, you know, a lot of people nowadays, they do stuff in the name of helping other people out and, you know, letting other little kids or people know that they wasn't alone and you can get through this and all this mental health shit. You know, everybody is trying to play that card now.
No, nigga, that's enough. You go get your fucking healing. talk with your fucking family.
Go to therapy.
And go to therapy. Like, nigga, why the fuck you... And I don't know, because this... Oprah tried the fuck out of that shit.
You know they said she canceled.
Because I don't understand. Like, I feel like she's just been exploiting all the black people being... Like, you know what I'm saying? She's just been digging in that, dabbling in everybody's shit.
Listen, she has a show on her network called... Mm-hmm. Love and Marriage, Huntsville, Alabama.
You like it?
I love it. So, I'm watching it last night, right? Mm. So, it's this couple on there, Martell Holt and Melody Holt. He's a chronic cheater, okay? But, on paper, they look like the perfect couple. Right. They got, you know, they entrepreneurs. She in her early 30s. He in his mid-30s. They got 3 beautiful children, nice big house, making millions at a young age. Right. Like, they doing their shit. So he started cheating on her like 3 years ago. So now they're trying to repair the marriage. Mm-hmm. But come to find out, so the last season it went off with basically saying they're not gonna get a divorce and they're gonna really try to work it out. So when they came back on the first episode a few days ago, she said everything was going great, and then they riding in the car together, and he get a private phone call. And it's from that same woman.
And that's juice.
It's so good.
Thirsty? Yo, you so damn thirsty, though.
It's so good. So they was... So come to find out, it was the same woman that he had been talking to or cheating on her with for 3 years. Now, this is the part that kind of, like, disgusted me with him. He went to the therapy about it, and you know the therapist is asking him why he did what he did and walked to them, and he like, well, I don't know. It's just like he didn't really want to take responsibility. Right. He like, you know, you become the people you hang out with. So all the guys around me, they was doing them. Mm-hmm. So to me, it became normal. I was just like, well, I'm not gonna have a bunch of women. I just have one extra woman. Mm-hmm. And he was like, it's not that my wife wasn't doing what I wanted her to do or wasn't being a good wife or mother. I was just being greedy. Nope. Or whatever. And he was like, so the therapist was like, so did you love this woman? Or like, what's the story?
Right.
And he was like, no. She's like bottom of the barrel.
Oh, damn.
He called her a peasant. As he was like smiling. Right. With it. And I was like, this man right here is evil.
Right.
She was a peasant, but you was with her for 3 years?
Right.
For 3 years?
Nah, nigga, that pussy was good.
And shit. You know the people on the internet found her. So come to find out, she's not a peasant.
Right.
She is a nurse in Huntsville, Alabama. Super pretty. Mm-hmm. Like, depending on your taste, I think she looked better than the wife.
Right.
And apparently, when she got with him... Him and the wife were legally separated.
Right.
And then once they got a contract to start the show together, the wife called off the separation or the divorce. Mm-hmm. Because now she needs her family for TV.
Right, right.
So at this point, for him and the girl, they already too far deep into it. She thinking he finna get a divorce, and she's in love with him at this point. So it continued. They said it got so ugly that at one point the wife and her friends came to the girl job and jumped her. And the girl is like 10 years younger than the wife. It was real messy. So with that being said, Martell says all the time on the show, like, he not sure if, like, men are meant to be monogamous.
What?
Well, I don't think it's human nature to be monogamous.
Okay. So what the hell?
It's not natural.
All right, so...
I think we had this conversation on the podcast before.
We definitely did, but...
Yeah, so it's not natural, but...
Anyway, so... It takes discipline. There was definitely this post that I just recently saw.
Okay.
That was definitely in regards to what you just said. So it says, from a scientific standpoint, humans are mammals. Mammals are not monogamous. That's a social confined place on people from biblical marriage. Most males, by biology, spread their oats as fucked up as it sounds while he's getting his get yours, too, and save yourself from the headache and heartbreak. But my thing is, I feel like that's a stretch because what differentiates us from actual animals
is our intelligence.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have a conscience. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, moving, we don't move like animals move. You know what I'm saying?
It's not natural. It's what we're saying.
What do you mean it's not natural?
It's not. It just don't come as firsthand to be monogamous.
Okay, so...
It takes discipline. Okay. It takes you actually using your intelligence. It takes...
Because you have the intelligence. You know what I'm saying? You
well,
have
it. Well, a lot of people have it, but don't right. use it, okay? We know common sense right. ain't common.
Okay, true. True that. You know true that. Shit. But at the end of the day, if we're going to sit there and say that it's not common, you know what I'm saying? Animals, you know what I'm saying? They all do like whatever, me, whatever.
It's natural. Okay?
But my thing is, like, then if that's the case, because, you know, lions and all, these animals be killing people. Be killing other animals.
They hunt.
Period. Okay. You know what I'm saying? They don't give a fuck. They have no feeling. They don't care at some point. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, are we going to sit there and say, like, you know, this man, you know, doing all these mass shooting and shooting, kill people? Like, are we going to say that's natural because that's his basic instinct to kill? You know what I'm saying? Like, what you trying to say?
I mean, it's a lot of murders out here.
There are a lot of murders, but are we going to sit there and say, like, okay, that's a natural? You know what I'm saying? Like, is that what it is?
It is.
Okay.
It wasn't until what modern civilization that people start saying, like, no, you can't just be walking around killing people, you know?
Right.
Like, they used to kill people in the middle of the town back in the day. They still do it in some countries, and people, like, don't even.
But where we are now, we just we come to an understanding that
it's not civilized.
Unnatural at this point.
No, it's natural. It's just not civilized.
Damn, bitch. So you okay with killing people then?
No.
The fuck you talking about?
No, but we just talking about what's natural instinct.
Survival is a natural instinct. I don't think. You know, well, you know what? Hey, part of survival is killing. Like, if a
bitch, that's all I'm saying.
Right, but okay.
That's why it don't make it right.
Okay, as,
I'm not
okay,
saying for people to
as
be
far as
people.
This whole monogamy and, you know, all this other bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the biblical days, they, you know what I'm saying? Them niggas had a lot of wives.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But where we are today, I just don't think that's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? I just don't think that's just what it is. Like, If you wanna be single and fuck other, like, just do that. You don't gotta be with one person. You know what I'm saying? But you don't have to commit and try to make it seem like you wanna be with, like, one person.
No, that's horrible, and I don't think nobody right. should do that. Unless y'all both agree to have an open relationship, then
right.
that's a different story. But anytime you actually commit to somebody, but then you go out and you doing whatever with other people, at this point, you a liar. A cheater, deceiver, heartbreaker. So,
Honestly, I'm just not standing by that shit. Like, the people who say that shit is them niggas that want to cheat. Okay? The niggas that be out there doing that shit is them niggas that want to be out there and backpilling and pussy popping, hopping on dick to dick. Like, that's just that type
passing
of shit.
Around STDs and shit. Having a bunch of kids. In different households.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. But anyways, moving on to the next shit. So, Nikki. You know.
You be ready to read.
I'll be ready to read. You know, but let me give credit to where it's due because, like I said, I do a lot. Like, she is the best female rapper of all time. I'm going to give her that. I'm going to say that. Yeah. She is the best. She, as far as everything lyrically, like everything, she is that bitch. You not, damn, you not fucking
what?
With it?
You know what? I don't have like no favorite rapper of all time. So I'm not giving none of that. I'm not giving no male or female rapper like the best of all time. I'm just not giving nobody all.
Okay,
that.
But I'm just saying my opinion.
She definitely
is
number one.
That bitch.
She not
but,
number two.
You
she
know,
definitely number one.
So she pretty much decided that she was gonna let her fans know that she's.
Wait,
gonna
I just contradicted myself, right?
What
I said she's not best of all time, but I said she's number one. Is that a contradiction? No, because you said all time,
but she's number one. All times mean she's number one right now. How about that?
She ain't even number one right now.
Okay. She's not number one right now. She was number one in her time. How about that? In her time,
she was the number she was one superstar. Right. She opened those doors for all of these rap girls.
Okay,
now.
Here you go. We're talking about bitches open doors. She did. We're not even going to get into that.
We all wanted to be Barbies back in the day. Don't even lie, y'all. Y'all went to small waist, and that's when she the one who came out with the fake booty and stuff, like with the shave, with the Instagram shave.
But now bitches out here being sick and dying of all that silicone and cement up in that ass.
Nikki was a trendsetter. She Whatever. Had all the punchlines that we was all putting on our shit. Like, Nikki was that bitch.
Anyway, so do you think this was a publicity stunt or not?
You didn't even get the people what we was talking about. Anyways, y'all, Nikki retired.
Right.
She's like, quotation marks. Retired.
She's, you know, wanted to focus on starting her man. You know what I'm saying? That man that she got now, that nigga that she got.
I don't like how you saying that.
I'm just saying because, you know, I'm putting emphasis on it because you already know. What's up?
What? That package? That's, I see.
Because I'm just saying, because Nicki Minaj, I feel like she just started changing a little bit when she started getting some good ass dick.
It'll do it to you.
So, I said, so she's really talking about, fuck the music, I'm finna keep getting this shit, and start my family.
You know what? My only thing about that is girlfriend Beyonce was like on the VMAs, pregnant.
Right.
Okay. Hun, Jay-Z, right after she had her baby, she went back on tour or performed at Coachella after she had the twins. Like, so don't act like you can't do both.
Right.
Because people do it all the time. So, with that being said, I feel like it was just too much pressure on her from social media because obviously she's insecure. So, every little thing that people say about her, she just taking the negative. She don't even remember that it's so many more people that love her.
Right.
But she taking in all the hate. She internalized it. And so with that
Think it was for publicity or not?
I don't.
Because she still has one more on her contract. She still has a studio album to release. So at the end of the day, she's still obligated to release that shit.
She can do it after she have her baby. I listened to old.
So you're not retiring though? Like at this point, you ain't really retiring.
I don't know. Maybe she used the wrong word. She did say that she was being impulsive. She came back and apologized about it. But that week when she announced her retirement, she was getting a lot of scrutiny on social media.
About what?
Basically, like, she keep prancing this man around. He is a convicted. He's a convicted rapist.
Okay.
And he's a convicted murderer.
Let that man... You know what?
So he went to jail for raping, for statutory rape.
Right.
And he also went to jail for killing somebody. So people was like just reading her about it. And then, you know, of course, she always gets the Cardi B comparisons. And so at this point, it's just too much for her. And she can't take it. And she...
So you think so she decided that she was like, oh, I'm retiring just to kill all that noise?
Correct. That's what I feel like.
Well, I just feel like because... I feel the reason why she decided that she was going to take this little break, or if she is even going to take this break, I feel like because you're no longer the hot ticket now. You know what I'm saying? You're no longer the it bitch. You're no longer the person that everybody... Because now we over here talking about the stallion now. You know what I'm saying? Now we are...
Yes, girl. I'm trying to get my knees together. I'm going to learn this stallion dance. I'll be practicing.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we out here talking about Cardi B. So there's... And there's never been so many hot female rappers out in one time. So,
right, because it was just her when she
came
out.
It was just her. So at this point, she's just like, damn, let me. But I feel like, you know, she didn't really bow out gracefully.
Right.
And in addition to that, I feel like she's not even really going nowhere. I feel like this is just a stunt for whatever's next. You know what I'm saying? Whatever's next in her little concoction, whatever she's planning, this is just a part of her deal. What she got going on. But I mean, my thing is, to which is on, like, she's happy, you know what I'm saying? Let her continue to be happy. If she wanna date a convicted felon, she's getting married to him, by all means. We don't have to lay by a criminal. We don't need to lay by a criminal. You know what I'm saying? I'ma sleep safe at night. But if she feels like it's okay for her, hey, by all means.
They said, how she gonna have a baby by somebody that can't be around kids?
You so petty though.
They did say that. I'm just telling you what the people say.
Wow. Okay, so I mean, look, if she's happy, at the end of the day, if she's happy, if she's really ready to, you know, focus on this man and focus on her life and focus on what she got going on, then who are we to, like, stop her happiness? If that's what makes you happy, be happy in all the bullshit that you got going on.
Yeah, I do want her to be happy, but if she is, in fact, retiring, I feel like she should do, like,
She's not. Tour,
like, one final tour. I would go.
She's not.
I seen her in concert when she first came out.
You liked her?
She had first came out, so it was just, like, whatever. Mm-hmm. That girl ain't got no rhythm.
Wait, what?
She came in.
Nikki?
Yeah, that's another thing, because the Hot Girl Summer video had came out, and she was trying to twerk her ass on a chair, and they was like...
You know, she's always been trying to twerk on a chair.
It was like, she was moving the chair, but the ass wasn't moving. So,
because the ass is fake.
No, a lot of these girl butts is fake, but they can move that shit.
Right, true. True so that.
I was just saying, so with that being said, when right. I see her in concert, she's just like, you know, the girl can't dance. But she was pretty, and I liked the song, so.
Nikki was pretty.
Beautiful. Mm. So, quick question.
What?
Before we get head on out of here. What do you feel about exes keeping your nudes?
You can keep it and just remember what you're not getting no more. Oh. Okay? Shit. At that point.
You know, I don't like that.
I mean, honestly, though. I just feel like at the end of the day, if you ain't gonna do no malicious ass shit with it,
but you just never know.
No, I just feel like,
even if they don't do nothing malicious with it, if they leave their phone around somebody, like, anything can happen with it. So I just feel like you need to delete them, period.
I mean, once an ex is gone, just let it be gone. Like, if they have it, they have it. Like, what? You going to track them down? Like, hey, let me...
I surely did.
You did?
I did.
Your crazy ass definitely did that.
Let me see that phone right now.
All
right. Where are you? I'm about to pull up.
What did you do?
Nah, I was like, I felt like motherfuckers had some shit they weren't supposed to have. And I said... You know, I didn't tell him
what. How did you know that he had it? Like, how do you know he still had it?
Because they went back 3-4 months later.
Mm-hmm.
And saved it on Snapchat. And you know how Snapchat
tells you that they saved it, right?
Mm-hmm. So I'm like, excuse me. So I called. I'm like, where you at? They like, I'm at my office. I was like, oh, okay, I'm finna come up there. And I got up there and I was like, let me see your phone.
Right.
And you deleted it? Yeah. Cause
okay.
What's going on?
Right.
I mean, I don't ever had no face in anything, but.
Still, like, that's still your, whatever it was you sent to that man.
Anyways, it's been a long podcast.
It has been a long podcast. I enjoyed it, you know.
Definitely. So. Well, happy early birthday to you, Mark. I'm acting like this is my birthday. I was so excited. I'm like, your birthday tomorrow.
Aw, thank you. All right, I appreciate it. Thank you.
So I have a quote. This one says, The future is fluid. Each act, each decision, and each development create new possibilities and eliminate others. The future is ours to direct. And that's by Jacque Fresco.
What do you think that means, though?
It basically means whoever you want to be, whatever you want to do, do it.
Right.
You can always change the future
right.
by what you do now. So, direct it.
Right. I agree. All right. And
so, goddammit, if you want to try some dick or pussy,
and we receive it. All right. Thank y'all.
Bye, y'all.